Not that I am the sort to swallow such tales, but still, there it is. Look at what's befallen this Janus Slint, raised up to Lord of Harrenhal by the Queen, and cast down by her brother. Shipped off to the Wall, they say. I pray some equitable exchange of captives can be arranged before too very long. I know Willis would not want to sit out the rest of the war. Gallant, that son of mine, and fierce as a mastiff.
Bran's shoulders were stiff from sitting in the same chair by the time the audience drew to a close, and that night, as he sat at supper, a horn sounded to herald the arrival of another guest. Lady Donella Hornwood brought no tale of knights and retainers, only herself, and six tired men-at-arms with a moose-head badge on their dusty orange livery. "We are very sorry for all you have suffered, my lady," Bran said, when she came before him to speak her words of greetings. Lord Hornwood had been killed in the battle on the Green Fork, their only son cut down in the Whispering Wood. Winterfell will remember.
"That is good to know."
She was a pale husk of a woman, every line of her face etched with grief.
"I am very weary, my lord. If I might have leave to rest, I should be thankful."
"To be sure," Sir Roderick said, "there is time enough for talk on the morrow."